Welcome to the BookW podcast. I'm Ben Hunter. I'm here with the ever well-read Sam McJoy.
Oh, wow. What a nice introduction.
And, well, we are very happy because we're here with Matt Cosgrove, who is the author of the Macca series.
Yay!
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. We love Macca.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
And it seems like all of Australia is falling in love with Macca now.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, which is incredible.
Did you ever imagine the first time you ever... Well, let's discuss the first time you ever drew Macca.
Look, I didn't imagine this reaction at all. Usually what happens when I do a book is I release a book and then a year later I buy the remainders from the publisher and stockpile them in my garage and give them out as presents for the next 5 years to friends.
So
and then the friends go, you've already given us this book, and it gets awkward. So so when Macca came out, after 2 weeks I got the phone call from the publisher saying it was being reprinted, and that's never happened before. And then another 2 weeks later it's getting reprinted again. Yeah, it's totally unexpected for me. So this is a whole new surreal world for me.
Wow.
So I'm can't believe it's happening, but so I'm going along with the ride.
So we've got Macca the Alpaca, the yes. original uh-huh. and the best, and then you return with Alpacas
with maracas. Get it right. I can't work under these conditions.
and now for Christmas we have Macca's Christmas crackers.
We do, just in time for Christmas. Yes, for the coincidence.
Are you worried you might ever run out of words that rhyme with Macca?
I know, why didn't I do it about a cat? There's a very limited amount of words that rhyme with alpacas.
It's good, it's creative pressure.
Yeah, I've got a couple more up my sleeve. They're coming. I don't know that I can reveal them yet, but yeah, that's don't panic.
You're
yet.
Good for yeah. now. Okay.
We're good. Okay. We're good for now, yes.
I don't think it would be the same if Macca were a cat. Like, it really, you know.
I know, it's the alpaca thing. People love the alpaca, definitely. It's so cute.
Yeah, well, we were talking...
You've made it cute.
Definitely emphasize with those big eyes and eyelashes.
Eyelashes to die for.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit before the podcast about how you really sort of tapped into something with the popularity of alpacas.
I had no idea there were so many alpaca lovers out there in the world. There's this whole community of alpaca farmers that love their alpacas. I have one who reads Macca the Alpaca to her alpaca. She sends me photos and I love it.
It's so cute.
And I didn't realize how many people out there are called Macca. And those poor people are all getting Macca's Christmas crackers for Christmas. So I apologize to every Macca out there. All these big burly blokey Maccas getting Macca's Christmas crackers for Christmas.
I love that idea. So
let's rewind to where like illustrating and kids books became a thing for you.
It's always been a thing for me. So I got serious about it when I was 10 years old. That's when I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to be an author and an illustrator. During book week, the librarian was holding up the picture books of the year, and I thought, I wish I could do that. I wish I could write and illustrate books.
So did you make your own book with the HB pencil?
Absolutely. In the old exercise books, I would get, make my own books. And I'd always write, written and illustrated by Matt Cosgrove on the cover. Fill up, the story would be as long as the book was. However many pages were in the old exercise book, that it would coincidentally end on page 96. I always get just wrapped up neatly and tidily at the end. So that was what I've always wanted to do and what I've sort of always worked towards, always practicing drawing, always practicing writing. And I was very lucky. I started working as an illustrator professionally when I was 17. So I've been doing this for 25 years now. So for 25 years, I've been spectacularly unsuccessful, and now it's just suddenly hit with the Macca books, and I'm getting noticed, and people are liking my books, so I'm super happy, and I couldn't be more excited about the reaction the books are getting.
It's funny how that does seem to happen, though, sometimes, and people are like, oh, you're an overnight success. I've been at this for a while.
Just a little while.
Yeah. You always say, oh, is that new author?
Do I look new? No. So I've been around for a while. But yeah, the success of Macca is brand new. But the excitement and the love of books, that's fresh. That's, you know, that's continuous. And it's been that way for the whole sort of 25 years working along. So yeah, it's just an amazing, lovely thing to be able to do, make books, draw books for kids and get them excited about reading. And yeah, so yeah. Very, very lucky guy.
So would you tell us a little bit about your process? You know, what does it take? You're setting down, you're ready to do a new book about alpacas?
Yes.
What happens?
Well, for me, because I'm an author and an illustrator, the words and the images happen simultaneously. So everything starts in a sketchbook, but it could be a sketch, a picture, an image that comes to mind first, or it might be a phrase or some words, and I scribble that down. And then it's just a mess. It's a massive mess of scribbles and sketches and words, and slowly it all just sort of forms, comes together, and it becomes a book. So it's a slow process of an idea will hit, and it'll just sort of like percolate in your brain for a few years, and then it's time to sort of come out onto paper. And then, you know, that's the process of refining it and editing it, and then you have to work up the courage to pitch it to a publisher, and then from that point on it starts becoming a system of, okay, now I have to do proper roughs, and now I have to meet this deadline, and it becomes, you know, it becomes work then. So yeah, so that's the process. I don't know if that answered the question or not. Yeah. I was rambling then. You know, it's like, when's he going to stop?
No, it's fascinating to know. And it's actually an interesting answer to me, because, I mean, we have spoken, when we speak to kids authors and stuff, I don't know if anyone... I think it's more common for people to say, I figure out the story and then I write, then I make the pictures. Or I do the pictures first and then I write the story. But to think
for me, it's both at the same time. That's why I love doing picture books, because I love words and I love pictures. So I get to do them together. And it's very rare in a medium that you get to do that. You've got picture books, you've got magazines, and you've got comic books. These three sort of mediums where you have that harmony of words and images coming together to form a third greater whole. So I really love in picture books, it's the words and the pictures together. Yes. They combine to make something greater. Yeah. So yeah, it's lots and lots of fun. But yeah, it's, I think of words and pictures.
Yeah, and your books are so oral. Do you like sit alone in the office, like reading the stuff aloud to yourself, like practicing?
You have to read it out loud. So it is really weird, but when I'm writing picture books, I'm imagining reading it to my kids. Mm. So, you know, like in Mac of the Alpaca, when you're talking about hugs or tickling or cuddles, I'm imagining it, I'm reading it to my kids, and at that point, that's the point where I tickle them or I cuddle them or whatever. So then it's weird to suddenly read it in front of a school group of like 600 kids. It's like, it's a different sort of environment, but you have to work it out and add different voices for the characters and, you know, thinking of the sound effects and hoping that it sounds fun to read. So definitely thinking about how it sounds. It's not just how it looks.
What do your kids think of Macca?
They're into it. I guess they're getting older now, so it's slightly less cool. But they're fantastic. I'm lucky. It's like I live with my own focus group. So like they come home from school and they check out what I've been doing. And they don't sugarcoat their feedback for my benefit. You know, they tell it like it is. And if they want to hear it again, then I know that I've done a good job. If they like start walking away, then I know maybe it's not working quite so well. But they're not sitting brutal. There nodding politely going, oh, it's great. You know, they're pretty brutal. So it's kind of good. Like, so everything gets tested out before it's released out there into the public. So I'm a lucky guy that I've got that at home.
And you've been taking this on the road into schools?
Absolutely. With Book Week. Book Week for me this year was 7 weeks of every day going around to a different school. So it's lots and lots of fun. It's such a weird change, because usually I work the rest of the year, I'm working at home by myself in total isolation. Like, I'm in my garage drawing and writing by myself in darkness, and I suddenly emerge and I have to be social and be able to form complete sentences and speak in front of a crowd. So it's a totally different environment, but you get such great feedback and it's so amazing to see the reaction. And it suddenly becomes really real, because kids are going, you're my favorite author, or I love this book. And you're like, oh my God, someone I'm not related to read this book. Yes. It is real. So it's great to go out there with the kids and just sort of, you know, take on their excitement and try and get them inspired about reading and writing and drawing as well. So that's lots of fun for me.
And were there cute kids dressed up as alpacas?
That's what I wanted to
know. Oh my God, I've been sent so many amazing Mac of the Alpaca costumes from Book Week. Wow. I cannot believe it because as a parent, I'm the last minute guy who just does something with a bit of paper and some, yeah, you know, electrical tape, you know, or the striped t-shirt, your Wally again. Whereas other people like have been carving things out of foam and like whole alpaca bodies, and they've created masks, and there were like giant maracas, and people have, it's just unbelievable, you know, what's happening out there in Book Week. It's this whole other world, and it's amazing to see the kids chose to dress up as Macca or to dress up as Owl.
Well, the parents chose.
Oh, yeah, well, you never know. There's always that mum or dad on the sideline of the book parade, you know, head up, you know. Work it, carry that costume. But you can always tell. You can tell the kids that made their costumes, and you can tell the kids that had a little extra help from, you know, mum and dad overnight. But it's all good. It's all just celebrating books. So yeah, I'm all for it.
It must be so heartwarming to see them dressed as your character.
Oh, it's unbelievable. it's absolutely surreal that a character takes on a life of its own. And you know, it's so sweet. Like, people send me videos of them reading it to their kids, or one lady said her kid's first word was Macca because she's been reading Macca. It's like, oh, that's pressure, wow. You know. But it's, you know, you realize that you actually become a part of people's life, and you're there, you know, at their, you know, their bedtime story ritual, and you're like, you're going to mean something, you know, to that kin and to that relationship. So it's really, really special. I love it. It's, you know, it's amazing.
Was there a book for you growing up that you really connected with?
Everyone always asks, what's your favorite book or what you connect to? And for me, like, it's like, how long have you got? Like, it can just go through a list of all the books that I loved. I especially loved anything by Roald Dahl, which is such a cliched answer, but I can't help it. I absolutely loved Revolting Rhymes. I memorized that entire book. I could recite it off by heart. There was just something about those sort of twisted fairy tales and the illustrations by Quentin Blake, how, you know, how cheeky they were. I absolutely loved it. But I loved all the classics, like the Narnia Chronicles. I used to just reread those over and over again. Like, my son rereads Harry Potter over and over again. I think there's something about those magical worlds that you just want to escape into.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Fungus the Bogeyman as well by Raymond Briggs. Just that character who is so gross and disgusting. So as a kid, I loved those, you know, the books that were a little bit, I guess, more naughty or cheeky. I just liked that. That was sort of captured in the world of books, and it was a sort of, books for me were always a fun place, you know, they made me laugh, and I loved being in that world, so, yeah.
Well, I know you've alluded that you've got some other Macca books sort of in the wings.
Yes.
Is there anything, even if it's just a kind of time frame, that you're allowed to say about the next one?
Absolutely. It's the fourth Macca book is already done. I think it might even be printed. It's going to be hitting the bookshelves at the start of next year. So I think either the end of January or the very beginning of February, there'll be a fourth Macca book out there. I don't know if the title is out yet, so whether I can say it or not. So maybe I won't, just in case.
We'll go,
like,
on the safe side.
Yeah, Macca just in case. Four. Yeah, Macca 4. In case a publicist Macca from Scholastic drops down out of the ceiling.
Destroy the tape.
Yeah. but yeah, there's definitely a fourth one coming. I'm actually working on the fifth one right now. So there's definitely going to be another one coming up. So there's so much fun stuff planned for Macca next year that I don't think I can talk about. But it's, I just can't believe he's taken on a life of his own. The one fun thing that I can talk about is National Simultaneous Storytime next year. Alpacas with Maracas has been picked as the book for
what?
That. So,
oh, I know that.
So
that's,
yeah,
fantastic.
So May 22nd. So May 22nd next year, hopefully over a million kids all around Australia and New Zealand are going to be reading Alpacas with Maracas. So
wow, that's
the same time. At the same time, that's the idea. Yeah. Oh. So I think, you know, there's going to be a shortage of maracas in the $2 shops around May next year, so get in early.
Oh my God. Yeah,
prepare. I'm going to order a container of maracas now. So, sell them on eBay.
The organized librarians have been telling me they already got prepared. One librarian's already booked the alpaca to come to the school
for
National Simultaneous Stories.
So, like, an alpaca agency you go to.
When did you find out about this?
That was announced when it was released in July. So at the same time it was released, I got the phone call saying they picked it. It's like, what? I couldn't believe it either. I was so excited. So that's exciting for next year. But there's lots of cool stuff happening with Macca and his friends next year. So keep your eyes out for it.
Matt, it has been such a pleasure having you here.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I've loved it. I'm going to live here.
It sounds like
just surrounded by books. It's so cool.
It sounds like we might be able to get you for a visit again soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
Sudden success, which is so...
No, I love it. People actually want to talk to me now.
We look forward to many, many more conversations. Matt Cosgrove's Macca books are all available at booktopia.com.au right now.
Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.